Continuing our Akdama of Tfila, says in the Karakemach. Karakemach is written by Rabbeinu Bachya. He speaks about Tfila at the end of the Sefer. He explains that the power of Tfila can be Mishane Teva, Lishane Sesateva. Mimashe Kosev, Vayeta Yitzhak Lashem, this week's parasha. Hoyakosev Roman Vatihi Rifka Akara, Vayeta Yitzhak Lashem, Vaye Osoloi, Vayeta Yitzhak Davin to Hashem. He says the Pasuk should say the other way around. First, the Pasuk should say Vatihi Rifka Akara, that Rifka was an Akara. And then it should say, Vayeta Yitzhak Lashem, Vaye Osoloi. So then he Davin to Hashem. We still don't know. The Pasuk starts off right away, he Davin to Hashem. We don't know if she's Akara yet. The whole point of an akara, the whole point of an isha being an akara, is that an akara that she should daven. The only reason why she was an akara is so that she should daven. Imkain hatfila ikr. The tfila was the ikr. That was the main part of the Torah is telling us what's important. The main part is that you have to yitzchak daven. So he wants to start. We're telling us the most important thing. Vayeta yitzchak, yitzchak daven. Why ki akara he? But why was she an akara? She was an akara only because the Rebbeinu Shalom wanted tfilas. I'm with Mesechus Yevamos. Neimonis aku hoimois. Why was neimois? Sarah. Rivka, even Rachel and Leah, even Leah who had children, but it was through Tfila. They were all Akaris pastors. The Baruch Shalom wants, he desires the Tfilas of Tzadikim. He wants the Tfilas of everyone, but even more so the Tzadikim. When they daven for it, by nature, they were not able to have children. These of the mois were not able to. It was the change in teva. The teva changed. The nature changed by tefila. That's how strong tefila is. And he continues a little bit further. When Klal Yisrael, now before we're talking about the Avos and the Emois, we're not on that level. But he says that when Yisrael, anyone in Klal Yisrael, Mesfalim, HaKadosh Baruch Hu Matzil Lehem, HaKadosh Baruch Hu is found by them. Shenemar, Ubikash Dem Yishom Es Hashem Alekechu Umatzasa. The Iker Koyach Anshei Yisrael, in El Tfila, the Iker Koyach, the Iker strength that a Yid has, is Tfila. Shenemar, Hakol Kol Yaakov, yeah, that's the sound of Yaakov. Amar Bamedrash, Al Tiru Telas Yaakov, Telas Yaakov. You ever heard the lashon of Telas Yaakov? A worm. Vomer Nimshul Yisrael Telas. Why is Klai Yisrael Nimshul to Telas? Ma Telas Zoi Makis Harozen Befia. A worm can go with its mouth and eat away at a big strong piece of wood. V'hirako Makis Hakosha. The worm is something that's weak and small, but it can affect and harm and conquer the wood. The wood is strong and hard, it's erez, and this little telas can conquer it. Kach Yisrael, ein lehem ela tefila. Klal Yisrael only have tefila. Ubekoyach tefilosam, makin es ha'umah shenim shel harozen. They're able to beat and destroy the other nations of the world who are considered in the lashon of erez. Shenema hine asher erez v'avonim miskabim v'noitzchem. Powerful. This week's parasha, we're talking about this week's parasha about tefillah, like we said, Vayetar, very interesting things to discuss. The Torah stresses tefillah to teach us, again like we said, that Rivka and Yitzhak were only zeichah to have children because of tefillah. The Ne'isasvar explains that there's a big difference between dibur and tefillah. Dibur is when one speaks to the Rebbeinu Shalom and asks for something. If it is an Eitz Ratzon, then the Rebbeinu Shalom will grant the person his request. Then there is Tefillah, the proper form of prayer. The person first prays to the Rebbeinu Shalom, that beseeches the Rebbeinu Shalom for help in the depths of his heart. The salvation one receives through Dibur may be temporary. Through Tefillah, though, one can achieve an everlasting Yeshua. So you explain between Dibur and Tefillah, that Tefillah is everlasting. Yitzchak and Rivka pleaded with their Rebbeinu Shlomo in the form of tefillah, and therefore merited to have parenting in an eternal nation. It was because that they were zeicha to have Klal Yisrael come from them. The Rebbeinu Shlomo sustains all life and understands all of his creations. Question: if everything is predestined and we know what's going to happen, then why are we davening? The Rebbeinu Shlomo knows what we need. The Rebbeinu Shlomo knows each and every one of us needs. What are we davening for? So he explains that the Mordechai that you say, the Oyei Yosef Chai explains that tefillah serves as the conduit through which to receive all the shefa and bracha the Rebbeinu Shlomo heaps onto this world. Although the Rebbeinu Shlomo knows what we need, we are nonetheless required to verbalize those needs in tefillah. Through proper tefillah, one creates a receptacle to keep hold of the great bracha from the Rebbeinu Shlomo. So everyone knows on Rosh Hashanah there's a Yom HaDin, and we dive into the Rebbeinu Shlomo, and it's Yom HaDin, everything's decreed for a person. So then why are we diving? What are we davening? We're davening for health. We're davening for mammon. We're davening for healthy children. Whatever it is we're davening for, we're davening for shidduchim. Whatever it is we're davening for, what are we davening for? It was already predestined. Yom Rosh Hashanah, it was already exact. Then you're going to have $1 million this year. So what are we davening for? So the Oyei Yosef Chai says is, you're right. It was already the exact din was on Rosh Hashanah. But how do you get it down here? If there's there's a bank account now with your name on it that says you're going to make $1 million this year. But how are you going to get it? If you don't create a cup, you don't create a bag, something to be able to hold it, a keli, to be able to accept this moment, then it can't come down. Otherwise it's going to fall through, you're not going to get it. Tefillah is creating a keli, a receptacle. It's the conduit through which we are able to get whatever the shefa that was the exact dinner was Roshana. So we need to have tefillah. It's unbelievable. It says, the Yisrael Shalom Mibels says, when it says, Vayet Eloi Hashem Atah Rivka Ishtoi, Rashi quotes the famous Gemara, that the tefillah of a tzaddik ben tzaddik does not compare to a tefillah of a tzaddik ben Moshe. What does he mean, does not compare? Why doesn't he say, a tefillah of a tzaddik ben tzaddik is greater than a tefillah of a tzaddik ben Moshe? Well, what's not, ain't it doing it? It's not comparable. What does he mean it's not comparable? So he explains that when a person davens, he should not ask to be answered because of his own schus. He should daven that he should be answered in the schus of his parents, of his grandparents, of all the generations before him. Because by doing that, he makes himself into an anuf. He's a complete anuf. The humility is there, and that's how he zeichet has tefillah is accepted. If a person davens in his own schusim and says, "Is I am great. I have my own tefillah. Burnish, help me because of my tefillah." That's not a good tefillah. So a tefillah of a tzaddik ben tzaddik is not doima to a tefillah of a tzaddik ben rasha. Because what's the point in that? What does that mean? It means a tefillah of a tzaddik ben tzaddik is he's noita. He says in the davens to Hashem, my father was a tzaddik, my grandfather was a tzaddik, my great great grandfather Avraham Avinu was a tzaddik. So use those chusim from all the previous generations. That's what I'm asking for. I have nothing. I am not. It's not even. It's a different tefillah. Of a tefillah, it's not even. It's not even any dreamer. It's not even a different. It's not that. It's better. It's a completely different malus. That's a real tefillah. Tefillah of tzaddik ben tzaddik. When you daven with anivos, that's a real tefillah. Otherwise, it doesn't have the same shape. The Noyam Megodim says in the Zohar Kaddish and Truma that the tefillahs and kavonos and tzaddikim constantly bring about a tikkun for the shechina. What exactly this means, we're talking about a little bit of, you know, Divrei Kabbalah, but he does say that Vayeta Yitzhak Lashem, and Yitzhak davened for Hashem. He davened on behalf of the Shekhinah. L'noichach Ishtoi, he davened opposite his wife, is also a reference to the Shekhinah HaKadosha. The Arizal explains that the Shekhinah is called the Ima Kadisha, as hinted by the first letters of the words in the Pasuk, Hashem Sefasai Tiftach. Hashem Sefasai Tiftach, the Rosh HaTevis are Aleph Shin Hei, which is Eishes. So Aleph Shin Sof, Eishes, which is referring to the Shekhinah. What is perhaps they are referring to? The Rebbeinu Shalom is here with us. Whatever tzar, whatever tzaris we have, when we have good things, that the Rebbeinu Shalom is here with us. We have to bring Hashem down with us. But Hashem is here. When we're in Golos, the Rebbeinu Shalom is here. We have to daven that the Shechina, that things should go better for the Shechina. We daven that the Mashiach should come, and the third base of Mitzvah should be rebuilt, because the Shechina is in Golos too. If you daven for the Shechina, that's the true thing. No, you shouldn't be davening so much for ourselves, but even greater level is to daven for the Shechina, much greater level. It says in Parshas Vayechi ואני נוסעתי לחוש שכם אחר על אחיך אשר לקחת מיד המוי בחרי וביקשתי. Now he's talking to Yosef, he's going to give him Shechem, that he shall attack him, Yaz, and Mori, Becharbi, or Kashti. With a sword, he'll be able to conquer Shechem with a sword and a Kashti, and a bow. A bow now. Zoch Rashi. Becharbi, or Kashti. Kishahargu Shimon, Velevi, Zanshe Shechem, Nichlensu, Kol, Sirisayim, Zavi, Glohem. A little bit further, the next Rashi. Becharbi, or Kashti, Chachmasi, Utfilasi. The Imam Babasa says, what's Bakosha? What's Bakharbi Ubakashti? Kharbi is Zutfila and Kashti is Ubakosha. What's the difference between Tfila and Bakosha? Tfila and Bakosha, you daven Tfila, and there's Bakosha, you ask me the Brashla. What's the difference? So the Briskirov explains that the difference between a sword and a bow and arrow. If you have a sword, even if you don't know how to utilize the sword, you're not good, you're not a swordsman. But if you take a sword and you swing at it, even if you don't know what you're doing with it, it's sharp and it will have kreifos. A bow and arrow, if you don't know how to use a bow and arrow, you will not hurt anybody. You have zero kreif. You pull it back and you don't know what you're doing, it's going to fall down. It accomplishes nothing. He says that the tefillas of Becharbi is the tefillas of what Anshei Knesset Bevel Misakin. And every word of Shemini Esrei, and every word of every part of tefillah, Anshei Knesset Bevel put in a tremendous kreifos that we can't understand. And it's like holding a sword. Even if you don't know what you're doing with it, and you say tefillah, you daven, you don't know what you're doing, it still has a kreif. Then there's a second level. There's a level when people go to tzaddikim to daven for them. What's the pshat in the tzaddik? A tzaddik means that he has more kavana. We should try to also be in a high madrega, we should have kavana. But if you want to know that the koyach of the kashi, the bow and arrow, is only if you know what you're doing. A tzaddik, he has kavana, and we also should try to have kavana. So then the more kavana you have, the more you're able to pull back the bow and the arrow, and you're able to shoot it in the right direction, that's what gives it koyach. The Barbanel explains that. Very interesting. He says, "Is the difference between tefillah and bakosha? A person can daven to Hashem. He says, 'Rabbeinu Hashem, I want $50,000. Please give me $50,000.' He says, 'Wonderful. Here's $50,000. Now, what do you want $50,000 for? What are you doing? I want to buy a new car.' Okay. So, what is his ultimate? What does he want? What is his ultimate purpose in the $20,000 to get the car?" And Barbanel says that tefillah is the $50,000 you want. The bakasha is what you ultimately want from your tefillah. That's what the bakasha is, your end game. What's your end game? I want to get my car. And we say, Achasha altim yis Hashem oisa avakish. David Amel says, there's one thing that I request. Shitty ways him calling me chayeh. He keeps saying, he tells you a couple things. What does it mean, David Amel? David Amel is saying is, I want more than one thing. I want a whole bunch of things, but why do I want it? I want it for one reason. Oisa avakish. There's only one thing that I really want. What's that one thing? Oisa avakish. I always want to be with the Ribbono Shel Olam. Everything that I'm doing, I'm davening for health. I'm davening for mammon. I'm davening for wealth and health and happiness and everything I'm davening for. But what am I davening for? I'm davening so I can serve you better. That's what we have to work on. We have to work on making it that our kashi, that the bakasha of what we want, we have to ask for these things. We need all these things. But what's our ultimate goal? Our ultimate goal is that we want to fulfill the word of Hashem. It says in the Shulchan Aruch in Yeridea, Reish Mem Tes Yudalad, Toiv Litein Pruta Lo Ani Koidim Kol Tfila, Shenema Ani Betzedek Esef Anecha. It's a good thing to do to give money before you daven. It's halacha l'maisa. Ramah doesn't argue. It's mechava. No argument. It's a good thing. A person. That's why there's people make sure to give money before. Chazar Shashat is a popular time during Shacharis to collect, but people give beforehand. And it's taka mekar before the Shulchan Aruch. Your tefillah will have that much more kriyat if you give taka beforehand. I remember once I davened, I used to daven mincha in a certain place always, and they used to collect money during Chazar Shashat. And I would always come in, As soon as I come in, I try to give money before davening, before Shemoneh Esrei. And this Chassidish guy would always come over to me and he'd shake it in my face. He knew I gave. He saw me give. Just to say, like, what did you give him before? I said, I told him. I walked in once. I brought him. I made a photocopy of the Shulchan Aruch. And I said, in case you're wondering, I don't know, maybe the guy was maybe, you know, I said, in case you're wondering, it's a Mefurash Shulchan Aruch. You should give before Tefillah. Chazal Shashat, already davened already. The point is to give, not that it's a very to give after. You can give it after before. It's wonderful. But I might as well give before so that my Tefillah will have more purpose. He says, the minig is not shazoy. Don't tell me. The minig is shazoy for years and years. My father, they never did it. I said, it's not a minig. I said, Rebbe, listen to me. People, they get confused what's a minig and what's not a minig. That's not a minig, I said. It's a practically speaking. Asher takes 30 seconds, a minute. Then you have Kaddish. Most, you can't walk around with a pushka to everybody before Shemoneh Esrei. So why do they collect Bechazar Zashat? Shachar is a different story. Shachar is a different story. Why they collect then Bechazar Zashat? But by Mincha, it's a practical purpose. They can't collect before. It's not that, I wouldn't do that. So I told them, but the Maizan is a Makar, it's not a good thing that we should be Makbid to make sure they give money to Tztaka before davening. It says in the Yarish Rash, he says, "Ubodikum menusa." It's tested. This thing has been tested. Im yispal adam and tested and confirmed that it's accurate that it happens. Im yispal adam shachris ukriyishma v'kavana. If a person down shachris and kriyishma with kavana, sheboy vayoyim yiskel advar mitzvah. On that day he will be zeicher to advar mitzvah. V'yatsliach ve'esik and v'matsliach in whatever he's doing. After a short yachshav she'enoi. Even if he thinks at one point that he's not going to be matziah, he'll see in the end that it will happen. He'll be matziah. He says, "Gives you mamash avtocha." If you have kavana, he's talking about, you know, we have to work on it. But he says, "Mamash, everything works out for you if you daven properly." It says in the Yosef Aimetz, "Tzorach adam lomad bir hatfila." A person has to learn the meaning of tefillah. He should know what the words mean that are coming out of his mouth. He should know what it means. The us, then even if because he's Torah and he's thinking about other things which he shouldn't be, and he's not, doesn't have the proper kavana, at least he's considered that he's roy to have kavana, so that's also madrega. So definitely, again, we certainly should try to have kavana, but at the very least we should try to learn of what the milus means, which we're going to go through davening to get Pashut Paitwares, and also perhaps to get a little bit of a deeper understanding. It says in the Aruch HaSyesher, Hinei God l'mailas ha-tfilah m'chazal. She'ein l'cho g'doyla min ha-tfilah. There's nothing greater than tfilah. B'gemara g'doyla tfilah yoysim y'maisim teivim. The Gemara bracha. She'ein l'cho g'doyla b'maisim teivim yoysim Moshe Rabbeinu. Afa pikin l'nen ala b'tfilah. Moshe Rabbeinu. There's no one greater than Moshe Rabbeinu. And he was only, when was he answered? Only with tfilah. It's greater than Kabbonis. Elisha made tremendous Nisan happen, and it only happened. He created Hamesim only through Tefillah. I am sure. If a person is a vatal from tefillah to learn, it's like he didn't learn the whole day. He says, you have to daven. The Amru leyatzi Yisrael Mitzrayim ela ide tefillah. Klai Yisrael left Mitzrayim because of tefillah. The Amru there is saying Shemana le Melech le Novi le Koyim le Um Tumim al tefillah bavad. Nowadays we don't have a Koyim, we don't have a Melech, we don't have a Novi, we don't have Um Tumim. What do we have? We have tefillah. Powerful thing. V'armu, how is it in Tanchuma and Parshas Vayera? How is it here in Betfilah? She mina acheres yafei mena v'yigdeil mikolar kabbonis. Tefillah answer k'day la'anish betfilah osoy. V'asas chesed imoy kivan shemispal mar v'dachnum ani oisah chesed imoy. A person could think, who am I to daven? I'm going to go to the King of all kings and ask him for things. You can't daven. I'm not on the drink. Tanchuma says, no, that's a trick. That's the Tzahara talking. You have to say, the Baruch Shem does chesed, even though we're not worthy, but if we go, we're misfiled to the Baruch Shem for whatever it is we need, Ribbono Shel Olam says, "Av Chesed, he brings it." Ve'amru le'yem Adam ini kedar l'sbalu al beis hamikdash. Are you sure? Tamon meshamaya eshmat zakosay. Amna muva she ikimah the tefillah hu kavana. But you should know the ikir of tefillah to get to this majega of tefillah is kavana. After yotzim b'di'evet, even though you yotzim b'di'evet, gam and kibin rach pasuk reading the creation of Be'achar Shem Shmaya Esrei, you yotzim davening if you have in mind by the first b'di'evet, by the first pasuk of Kriyat Shema, and by the first bracha in Shmaya Esrei. That tefillah yafinim d'aksel la'avdei b'chol l'vavachem. You're supposed to daven with all of your heart. Eidu avoyder shuhu b'leiz tefillah. You're supposed to serve d'aksel la'avdei. You're supposed to serve the Baruch Hashem with all your heart. What does this serve mean? La'avdei, it means tefillah. For Amun the Gemara says in Sanhedrin, Kavav Rachmona Livoy, the Rebbeinu Shalom wants our hearts. That's what he wants. And it goes a little bit further. I'm skipping around a little bit in the Rishashe. Kishat and his father say, "Mokm al tas tefilas al keva al rachem tachnun al tefilas al shekala isa tefilas al keva isa tachnun." You shouldn't make your tefilas keva. What does that mean? Keva means is you don't think about what you. A person on a daily basis has different needs, different wants, different things that are going on in his life. A person davens the same thing, he doesn't think what he's saying. That's a tefilas keva. Person should have to be, if I cared, we're going to learn that a person should add things in his tefillahs, personal things, when you're saying Shemin Esrei, you have to realize it, be cognizant that you're speaking to the Baruch Shalom. We have an opportunity to stand in front of the Melech Malchei Melech Malchei Baruch Hu, someone who has the yichud to do anything. You go to a king of flesh and blood, someone that has a sickness in the family, the king could give the best doctor, but it doesn't mean it's going to help. Over here, you're talking about the Melech Malchei from Kadosh Baruch Hu. Omnam ki yadua ki akavanam b'tfilu mi devorim hakoshim b'yosef. It's very hard. You should know it's very hard. Azer Amr b'gmar, abor tzvichan chizik, four people need chizik, v'chodim e'e tzvil. Pish Rashi, schazik ben tomer b'kol chayoy. Person has to constantly strengthen himself all the time with tefillah, his taksan is very hard. It says in the Nefesh HaChayim in Shar Beis, Perik Aleph. Like we just said. And he says, when you look in Shema, if you'll notice, we say in the beginning, the first parasha, we say, with all your money. In the second, in Vahoyim Shemaya, we're talking about, it doesn't say, it just says, B'chol Olachim Chol Nafshchem, it doesn't say, B'chol Maideim. Why not? Because in the first parasha in the Shema, we're talking about Ahava Mitzvahs. Mitzvahs are things that you can do. A person maybe doesn't want to buy lulav and esrog. He doesn't want to spend a lot of money. But no, you should love the Baruch Hashem with all of your nefesh and your money, and you should be willing to give away. The second parasha, Vahoyim is talking about Avodah, serving the Baruch Hashem. Serving the Russian has nothing to do with money. It's all in the belief, all in the heart, all in the mind. If a person, the money wouldn't have make any sense. It's talking about Avodah. A person's tafkid is in Mashanema b'chol v'avchem al inyan atzvila who push it mevuri chavanas ha'kosa l'beis nyonim.
How different Shabbat and Rav Shlomo Silberg? He told me that the first parash is on the Yachid and the second one's on the Rabban.
Right, that's most information we explain. Nefesh HaChaim is explaining, which he's answering a good question. Why doesn't it say B'chol Ma'idechem, all your money? Yeah, he has a kashi on that shot. What do you mean? The Rabban doesn't have to spend a lot of money to do mitzvahs? They shouldn't love the Rabban with money? Why not? That's zichin not pshat. You have to have a teretz for that. I'm not saying there aren't rutsim for that, but you have to have a teretz for that. If a chi have to build a shul and build a mikvah, I'm saying the tzibur has definitely, as a tzibur, has responsibilities of money. You have to love the Rosh Hashanah Mechol Maideich and apply to the tzibur specifically, aside from Yahweh. So you definitely have to answer that question. So Nefesh HaChaim is answering that question. So he says, Haynu l'fanis nidei mitedes ha-machshavas l'atheis ha-kavona ha-shleim l'teves ha-tfila b'leiv of sholem u'mkut l'liv. A person should have kavona on what he's saying from the depths of his heart. K'ma marvaz al-v'raisi reifarik o'imdin ha-mespa'al t'ra she'echavan ha-slib l'ashamayim sh'nem ha-toch l'libam u'kidimash l'nami ha-sam mikro d'chana v'chana him d'averis al-liba mikalim mespa'al t'ra she'echavan l'liba. It says that the chana was, we spoke al-madas al-liba on her heart. And he says from here we learn that you have to have kavona. And he says that there's a second part. The habeis, Hanu gamla shoyish mliba b'avodas atzfila, Hanuge oylem b'noisem mikolkol. When you're davening, you have to forget about all the gashmi stuff. You have to forget about you're eating your breakfast and eating your lunch. You have to forget about all that stuff. You have to concentrate on tefillah. He says it's a word in showing the reimimus, the greatness of the Baruch Shalom. It says in the Ravid Gemilla Sefer, and we say in Halukas, Remois Kael Begroinim, the praises or exaltations of Hashem are in their throat. What does that mean? Kael Begroinim, in their throats. What does that mean? The results of their glory and prosperity are twofold. Number one, they exalt him who employed his great power to bestow upon them their happiness, which means they would meditate on it and delve into the study of his wisdom and his kindness. This is done not merely by lips, and certainly not by lip service and the lips outward and nothing else, and not merely by the mouth and the tongue, but with the full throat. What does it mean, the groin, the throat? The person says they praise the Bansham with their throat, which denotes the hearty enthusiasm which comes from a deep awareness of the greatness of the benefactor and the greatness of his benefaction. So you have to put your all into it when you're davening. It's getting late. We'll end with one story that I just saw. The story, an interesting story. There was apparently every 4 years, I don't know which 4 years we're up to now, but every 4 years in America there's a big convention of Boy Scouts. Supposedly 30,000 plus Boy Scouts get together with their leaders, whatever you call them, the Scoutmasters, whatever they're called. They get together and they live for a few days, whatever it is, and they have some big type of trip, whatever you want to call it, where they're in the wilderness and so on and so forth. Now there are apparently from people that only eat kosher that are part of this 30,000 kids. So there's one of the people, some guy, Mike, he's in charge. He made sure, apparently the last one, I think they said it was in Virginia, and he made sure to get kosher food from Baltimore, made sure it was a good kashrus and everything else. And he's sitting there and they're giving out the kosher food, and one scoutmaster walks by and he sees they're giving out kosher food. He says, "What is that?" He says, "Oh, this is kosher food, you know, that's only people that eat kosher." The guy says, I'm Jewish. He says, "Can I have some? I want to try to eat kosher." And he said, "Sure, no problem." And he gave him kosher food. Someone went over to this night guy later, and he gave him for the entire trip, all 4 days he gave him, and the guy said he did not eat anything non-kosher that whole trip. Someone went over to Mike and said, "Mike, I don't understand. You're giving away, we have a specific amount of kosher food we ordered for a certain amount of people. Why are you giving some of it to him? Why are you rationing some of it to him?" I said, "I'll tell you a story. The Chofetz Chaim, days of the Chofetz Chaim, his town used to prepare food for the Tsars, the soldiers of the Tsar. When they would come, they used to make kosher foods for all the people that only ate kosher. And they would get upset. The people at one point went to the Chofetz Chaim and said, we're on strike, we're not making kosher food anymore. We have the Tsar soldiers, they come, yeah, they're quote unquote Jewish, and we're making them kosher food, but you know what? The second after they leave here, they walk out of us, they take the kosher food, and then they go get the non-kosher food. So what are we making food for? What's the point? Let them just go eat the non-kosher food anyways." Chaim said, "No. Even if you're helping now, let them eat kosher food. Yeah, a person has different strangeness. Maybe you'll pass sometimes, maybe you don't look at certain things and say, if I'm doing bad thing anyways, throw in the towel. The fact that they're going to even go eat non-kosher food later, still give them kosher food." So Mike said, same thing over here. Maybe after they leave this trip, they're going to go back and eat non-kosher food again. But if they're willing to eat kosher food only, and they're doing it, why? Because they have a feeling, knowing that they're only supposed to eat kosher food, then it's kedai to let them eat kosher food. It's the same thing with tefillah. A person that, you can start davening, it's very hard to have kavanah. It's a very difficult thing for all of us. It's very hard. A person can start davening and say, I don't have kavanah, I start off without kavanah, forget the whole tefillah. No! Start then. Whenever you have it, you have it. For a minute, you're going to have kavanah. Yesterday, I didn't have kavanah for the last 5 years. I haven't thought of a word I said for the last 5 years. Doesn't matter. You have it. And I don't know if I can maybe have kavanah now, but maybe later I'm not going to have it. That's not chizuk by this. Tefillah is a very difficult thing, like we said. The Gemara says is it always needs chizuk. It always needs to be mischazik. But we have to make sure not to let the Yetzirah get us down. If you have an opportunity to try to work on it and say, today I'm going to have kavanah. And every day, it didn't work yesterday. And you know what, tomorrow, I know it's not going to work. Because tomorrow I have a big meeting, and I have a big this, and I have a big that. And I'm not going to be able to have kavanah anyways. And I'm going to be on a plane, so forget about it. doesn't mean you shouldn't have Kavanah now. You still have to work on it. It's something that we all have to work on, to know the importance and the chashibus of Tefillah. It says Tefillah is Berumei Shel Olam, is at the pinnacle of the world. And we should have Bezeichah that we should have the proper Kavanahs when we daven.
I had a guy over by me 2 weeks ago on Shabbos.